Welcome to Saber Speaks, our podcast bringing you stories from around Sartell St. Stephen School District. I'm Dr. Mike Rivard, superintendent of Sartell St. Stephen Schools, and I'm excited to kick off this episode with a spotlight on our incredible theater program. Today, we're joined by our theater director, Kelly Kilmer, and two talented students, Paisley Watson and Stella Mose, to talk about their experiences in The Amazing Lemonade Girl and Seussical the Musical, and other times that they've been part of our theater programming. We'll hear about their roles, their challenges, and successes both on and off the stage. So let's get started. I'm going to start out with you, Paisley and Stella. What roles do you play in the productions that have happened either previously or the ones that's coming up in Seussical? And what has been the most exciting or challenging part of preparing for them?
You want me to start?
Go ahead.
Well, for Amazing Lemonade Girl, I was the student director, which is the first time I've ever been a part of a one act as well. So that was a big introduction for me, and student directing was really fun. And then Seussical, I played JoJo. It's been my first time acting since sophomore year, and I'm a senior, so it's been a little bit, but that's been a fun experience. And yeah.
Okay. Stella?
And I've been in the cast for both one act and the musical. The one act was my first one, so that one was a learning curve. And Seussical, it's just a different experience from one act. Both of them, like, experimenting with big characters, though, which was different than what I've usually done. So that was a challenge for me.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you guys are part of the theater program. Kelly, what goes into the process of bringing a production to life, you know, from casting all the way up to that opening night?
A lot. It actually starts way before casting. I choose the shows that we're working on about at least 6 months prior to actual auditions. And so it's a lot of reading scripts. It's a lot of analyzing if that script's going to be a good fit for the people we have, the people I know coming up. But also, like, looking for variety, like if we do a comedy 1 year, I like to try to do maybe a drama the next year. And then depending on the show, so one act is just me. We have a set designer, but I'm the only person really involved in casting that and directing it. And then the musical, we have a whole wonderful, amazing team of people that weighs in on casting. So then from that, it's a lot of office work, paperwork, I guess, so to speak, of like putting together schedules and managing those things, but then also coming up with what is the story we're telling, what's it going to look like, how are people and props and set all going to fit in to tell the story, and what is the focus of the story we're telling. So for the Amazing Lemonade Girl, for example, which was our one-act play, the story was about a young girl who is a real person who died of cancer when she was 8, and the story takes place kind of in her afterlife. Mm-hmm. So it was coming up with this vision of how do we establish where we're at and still honor her story. And we kind of came up with this vision of like a waiting room in a way that she's sort of in this waiting moment before passing on to the next stage of the afterlife. For Seussical, it's a little bit more straightforward. It's just trying to bring to life the Dr. Seuss books that are so beloved. But it's a lot of, because it's geared towards children, all of our plans involve color and lights and just brightness and big characters. And so it's a lot of juggling from my perspective of all the different elements to kind of bring that final product to life.
And Kelly, I didn't have this question in mind until I saw the joy on your face. What brings you the greatest joy in theater productions with kids?
So I've always been passionate about educational theater, and it is watching kids grow from the first moment I encounter them, whether that's I see them in a middle school show and remember who they are, or I experience, you know, working with them in freshman year, watching them grow into the people they are. Theater is such a way of bringing out a sense of confidence and introducing some new ideas that they might not have thought of before that make them better people. And so, like, when Paisley and Stella both came to me for the first time, like, they were very quiet, and they have just grown into such amazing leaders and have this ability to bring these stories to life on stage in such big ways, and that's been so joyful to watch.
Well, our community can't thank you enough, because you bring that out in our kids. Paisley and Stella, What has been your favorite moments during rehearsals or performances throughout your theater career? And is there any funny or memorable moments from your rehearsals that you always are going to remember?
That's a hard question. There's so many. From recently, like memorability-wise, I guess, one act is always fun to like travel because it's a competition base. So you're traveling to different schools and competing in different showcases and things like that. So like traveling with the cast, especially this year, was something that I'd never experienced before. And that whole idea of like picking up and moving and going from place to place and all like the different funny memories that come along with that and meeting other schools too that are doing it. That was always fun. I've made friends from other schools, which was really, really cool.
Awesome. Stella?
Recently with the one act, like that group, because it's so small, we're all so close. And so like there's been a lot of memorable moments from that. But specifically, like at the beginning of our rehearsal process, we would play Hot Wheels.
Okay.
And during rehearsal. And it was a little obnoxious, but it was fun. And it's a good memory.
So you became first graders again,
yeah.
Or okay. Well, I think
the mindset, yeah.
Well, it's neat that those are some of the memories that you'll keep with you forever. It's that time that we have with our friends that means so much often. For all three of you, the theater program has seen many successes over the years. What are some of the biggest highlights from the shows that you've been involved in, and how has the audience responded during those times?
I'll let you guys answer first.
I can start with at least the one act experience. This year, it was really, really big successes. Obviously, we went to state for the second time in a row, which was really cool, and it was really cool for at least us to be a part of it because we weren't a part of it last year.
First one, best one.
Yeah, it was great. But then also, I spearheaded fundraising for The Amazing Lemonade Girl, which went along with Alex, the girl store that we were talking about, the foundation that her parents set, which is Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. And I got in contact with them and decided to do a fundraiser just to kind of give that like third level to our show and audience connection and also get that good like awareness, which is the purpose of the show that we were doing. That's kind of what we decided, Kelly and I, like as a directing team, that it was to make the impact and to raise awareness for childhood cancers and the illnesses and the kids and the families and all that stuff, which is what that organization does. And we raised a little over $3,500 at the end of it all.
That is amazing.
It was really amazing. Our original goal was $500. And I was a little worried that we weren't going to make that at the beginning. And we definitely succeeded in doing that, which was amazing. And seeing audiences like of all ages, like more like grandparents than younger siblings, people that are acting, other students at competitions and our public shows. It was really cool to see like audiences' emotions through that because I also got to sit in the audience for watching those shows. So it was looking around and seeing tears, laughter, interaction. It was really amazing.
Yeah. Stella?
For me, the fundraiser was a big part of it, but also the community support. Like, I would go to class, and teachers would be like, oh, how is competition? Like, oh, you guys are doing so well. And also, like, our walkthrough, and, like, teachers, Mr. Solti, I think, made the wooden lemonade stand for us, and there were signs, and so that was super special to have that support.
That's awesome. Kelly, you have maybe a little bit more history. Do you have some other successes you'd like to highlight?
The fundraiser was certainly a really great success for One Act, and it was really fun to go to state 2 years in a row. Our One Act team has always competed in a section where kind of the same school is gone every year, and so the huge success for me, it was last year going to state because we just didn't, we didn't have any inclination that was even a possibility. And I can still see the faces of all of the students react when our show was called as the first place winner. That was really exciting and something that I think we'd all just sort of ruled out based on past history. And so those unexpected successes are always really fun. We also, our last year's musical had a really great success. We participate in Spotlight Education through the Hennepin Theater District. and were awarded the Outstanding Achievement in Musical Theater Award, which warranted then an invite to us to perform at the State Theater in Minneapolis, a little medley from Into the Woods, which was a very cool experience. To be a part of that and to be in an auditorium full of, I don't know how many thousands, maybe plus high school theater students.
Yes.
That energy is pretty electric. And so, so that was a really exciting moment. I think one of the huge successes we've seen lately was actually a dream of mine for the last 10 years, which was to start a children's theater program. Mm-hmm. And so not only like a personal success, writing to apply for my very first grant and actually getting it was kind of an exciting little personal goal, but being able to perform that show, Elephant and Piggies, We Are in a Play, for kindergarten through second graders was a joy like no other that I've ever experienced. And just the sheer delight in their squeals and laughter. Paisley was on our stage management team for that, and so you got to experience that kind of backstage and hearing all of those squeals, and to know that we have this high school program where kids are still growing and becoming their best selves, but they were able to focus on not themselves for this show, but what kind of impact are we going to have and what kind of legacy are we going to leave? Just to think of maybe how many kindergarten through second graders still remember the show. In fact, I was just actually getting my haircut this morning, and my hairstylist was talking about how her son still will like quote that play because he came to see it. And we got to hear a lot of stories of kids putting on their own plays then that night, or I received a video of a friend who had brought her daughter to one of our weekend matinees who had gone home that night and grabbed an Elephant and Piggy book off the shelf and started trying to read it out loud. And so that feels really special to me. Theater isn't something that is just for us. And so to hear about a ripple effect that we might have caused, that's really what it's all about.
I snuck over for that production last year, and when the little ones were here, and it was so much fun. And you're right, the excitement was kind of electric. But as soon as the actors started, they all started listening, and that is the wonder of theater.
I know, just capture them. Yeah. It's really fun.
So, Paisley and Stella, what would you say is something you should tell someone who's considering joining the theater program when they come either into the high school or in the middle school? And how has it impacted you both on and off the stage?
I would say, first, do it.
Okay.
Like, if you're thinking about it, do it. And like, if it doesn't end up being for you, it's not for you. But I'd say always try it. There was things where I thought like I always thought I would never be an actor. I acted since 3 years old up until I did my first stage management with Big Fish my sophomore year. And I never thought that was the place for me. I was on stage and that was it. But you never know what you're capable of until you actually put it into action. And that it was the best thing that I've ever done for myself. It made me more confident, more organized. I feel like I have way more just insight into working with others and how others feel. Both from like playing characters on stage where you're not playing yourself. You have to like go outside yourself to either create a person or become a person who's already like existing. And you just get so much emotional depth, I think. And I've seen that help me in other aspects of my life, like right now with writing my scholarship essays for college.
Sure.
And all these things, writing those things, it's the experiences that I have, and I feel like just the knowledge and depth that I have gained from it has been something that I wouldn't trade for anything, and that I can see helping me with everything for the rest of my life.
That's incredible. Stella?
Some of the best people I've ever met are theater people. Like, it's an amazing community. It's an amazing space to be in, and it's a good escape from your own life. You get to learn how to think like another person, to be another person, and you just learn so much confidence, people skills. Like, there's so much to gain from theater.
Well, thank you all three for coming. This brings us to the end of today's episode of Saver Speaks. A huge thank you to Kelly, Paisley, and Stella for sharing their experience and giving us a behind-the-scenes look at the theater department. It's inspiring to see the passion, dedication, and creativity that makes our theater program such a special part of Sartell High School and Sartell St. Stephen School District. Be sure to check out the production of Seussical the Musical on April 24th through 26th as we support our talented students. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more stories from across our district. Until next time, go Sabres!